this afternoon. This afternoon, the Divine Guest will be speaking from the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Some of your university students are familiar with the book, the Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita translated means the Song of God. The Bhagavad Gita is spoken 5,000 years ago. And the peculiarity about this presentation of the Bhagavad Gita is that it is the Bhagavad Gita as it is, not the Bhagavad Gita as we think it was, but the Bhagavad Gita as it is, as it was spoken by Krishna, divinely 5,000 years ago. Our spiritual master is sitting before you in the divine gate, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Goswami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, is in a direct descendant succession from Krishna. 5,000 years of masters and disciples have passed this knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita down purely. So therefore, when our spiritual master speaks on the Bhagavad Gita, he does not speak on the Bhagavad Gita as he thinks it is. He speaks on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. So without any more words, I will present our spiritual master.
ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्वध्यानांजने सलाकया चक्षुर्मिलितांजेना तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति सर्वदां। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नेति सप्तकांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विखभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि प्रीत्य। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम। लेडीज एंड जेंटलमैन, आई थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर योर जॉइनिंग अस इन दिस Krishna consciousness movement. Krishna, when I utter the word Krishna, it means God. It is Sanskrit word. Krishna, those who are Sanskrit students, you know, Krishna attracts, one who attracts. God is the supreme being, full with six kinds of opulences, therefore he attracts everything. This is the definition of the word Krishna. This Bhagavad Gita is spoken by Krishna, the perfect person. We receive knowledge from the perfect person. When we receive knowledge from imperfect person, the knowledge is not complete. At the present age, mostly the scientists, they cannot give us perfect knowledge because there are so many ifs. They say it may be perhaps like, but this is not perfect. Perfect knowledge means there is no ego, there is no paras, there is no doubt. So we are receiving knowledge from Krishna, the Supreme Perfect Being. He says that Dehinas means the Khadehi. Asmin Dehe. Asmin means this body, you have got I have got my body. So, within this body, there is the proprietor of the body. Asmin Dehi. Dehina Asmin. Dehi means the proprietor of the body. I do not see you. I see your body. You see my body. But within the body, the proprietor is there, or is situated, that we do not see. But we can understand. Suppose my beloved father is dead, or somebody is dead. I cry, my father is gone. So where is your father gone? He is lying there, unconscious. He may come to consciousness again. But we say, no, he is gone. Dead means he is gone. So, factually, I never saw my father who has gone. I saw the body of my father, and that is lying on the bed. Why I am crying? My father is gone. Therefore, this is called ignorance. We do not see the real father within the body, or we do not see the real son within the body. We see the outward dress. This is ignorance. So we are teaching Krishna consciousness movement on the platform of the spirit soul, which we do not see with this material eyes. This is great ignorance. After the death we cry that my father is gone, my son is gone. But where is God? He is lying on the bed. But now, still we do not come to the understanding what is the difference between the living body and the dead body. There are so many theories, but as I have already told you, that we receive knowledge from the perfect person, Krishna. He says that within this body, the owner of the body is there. And on account of the owner of the body presence, the body is changing. The owner of the body is sometimes in the childhood body. The owner of the body is sometimes in a different boyhood body. The owner of the body is sometimes in the youthhood body. Similarly, as he is changing different types of body during this duration of life. Similarly, after this annihilation of this body, when it is old, especially old garment or old coat, old shirt cannot be used, it is thrown away, another new shirt, new coat is taken. Similarly, this body being annihilated, the soul accepts another body. This is a real knowledge. तथा देहांतर प्राप्ति वीर तत्व नमीयते. This is explained in Bhagavad Gita very broadly. Just like here it is said that मात्रा स्वर्था सुकोंति और सीतस्न सुख दुखदा आगमो पाण्या नित्या तान सुतिक्ष सभाव. Our real business, real education is to understand what I am. I am not this body. But that education is lacking. So our main business is to understand that I am not this body, and the bodily pains and pleasures, they are due to the change of season. Just like now it is winter season, we are covering our body. In the summer season, we do not like so heavy dress. So this feeling of pains and pleasure is due to this material body. Therefore, Krishna says, janghina vratante te purusam purusar sava samadukh sukhama jeevansa amritutayasa. Real business of human life is to understand the spirit soul. And so far, the material body is concerned, they just like seasonal changes. We feel pains and pleasure, just like water in this winter season. On account of the seasonal change, we do not like to touch water at the present moment. But the same water in the summer season will be very pleasing. So the water is the same, but due to seasonal changes, sometimes the water is very pleasing and sometimes it is very painful. So this material world, so long it shall remain in the material world, the pains and pleasure on account of this material body, we have to feel. But if we come to the spiritual platform, that is, understanding of the soul, then in any condition we shall be happy. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma. Na sotati na kankati samastarvesu bhutesu madbhakti labhate param. Brahma Bhuta means self-realized, that I am not this body, I am spirit soul. This is the first realization, self-realization. So long we are not on this platform of spiritual understanding, we are equal to the animals. Animals, they do not know what is the difference between body and the soul. A dog is always thinking that I am this body. Similarly, if a man thinks that I am this body, he is no better than the dog, because he has no realization of the self. Therefore, the Vedic literature says, Jasyatma buddhi kunapi tribhāpite sadhik kalatya dhuru homo ijyati. Actually, we are standing on a small, on a false platform. Understanding this body as the self, and in relationship with the body, we are considering this country is my country, this man is my family man or my national man. So, all these bodily concepts of life is based on ignorance, because we do not know soul. Actually, the human life is meant for being educated, that he is not this body, he is soul. That is the Vedanta Sutra philosophy. To inquire about the spirit soul, that is our main business. Unfortunately, we are traveling all over the world. There is no institution, no school, no college, no university, where this education is given, that what I am. Am I this body or I am something else? No, I am something else. So this education can be given through this Krishna consciousness movement. On the basis of Sri Bhagavad Gita, everything is explained very vividly. The soul is eternal. The soul is transferred from one gross body to another gross body. Just like we change our apartment from one apartment to another. But I exist. If I vacate one apartment and I go to another apartment, it does not mean I am finished. I may leave the apartment. Similarly, if you are leaving this body and you are going to another body, that means I am not finished. I am existing. Na hannate hannamane sarire. Na hannate, the soul is never annihilated even after the destruction of this body. Therefore, the question is that if I am eternal, why I am put into this condition of changing or transmigrating from one body to another? is there any possibility of not changing the body to keep eternality? Yes, that is possible. Actually, we are, as spirit soul, we part and parcel of God. So God is eternal. God is blissful. God is in full knowledge. So we being part and parcel of God, we have got the same quality. What is that? What is it? Say it. We have come to serve God, His purpose. God is very kind upon every one of us. He comes Himself, He comes His sends His Son, He sends His devotee to declare, as I was explaining, that in the material condition of life, we have been changing from one body to another. This is not very good condition of life. Oh, nobody wants to die, but he is forced to die. Nobody wants to take bath, but he is forced to take bath. Nobody wants to become old man, but he becomes old man. And nobody wants to become diseased, but he is forced to take some disease. This is our condition. Now, this human form of body is a chance to understand what is our real inconvenience. Birth, death, old age and disease. And to think of whether there is any way out of this entanglement of repetition of birth, death, old age and disease. This is Krishna consciousness movement. We are educating people how to get out of the clutches of illusion that continually, one after another, we have to take birth. Janma mitya jarabhyadhi, dukkha dosana darshana. Real problem is this. So if we take to Krishna consciousness, that means, if we understand what is God, what I am, what is our relationship, what is the ultimate goal of our life, if these things we understand, then we can get out of these clutches of illusion, repetition of birth, death, old age and disease. This is the Krishna consciousness movement, seven substance. And to realize this, the method is very simple. Chant the holy name of God. We are chanting the holy name of God. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram. So, our only request is that you have got this human form of body. Don't misuse it. Don't waste it like animals, simply by eating, sleeping, mating and defending. You have got another reason. A human being has got extra intelligence. That extra intelligence than the animal is meant for realizing himself. Not to live like cats and dogs. That is not human form of life. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is educational movement. It is not a religious sentiment. It is a science. And we have got our books also, you have seen. There is demonstration of the book. We have got already 20 books of 400 pages each. And we are going on writing more books. Everything will finish in 80 books. So if you want to know through science and philosophy, we have got our books. You can read. And even if you read the complete text, it will take your whole life to finish it. But if you cannot read, or if you do not want to waste your time by such reading, it is not wasting, it is actually utilizing. But if you think so, then our request is that you simply chant the holy name of God.
Have you got books on the use of flick knives? Like the brother of love there? Have a look. Declare yourself, right?
Yeah. Listen, we have questions and answers in just a minute. If you'd like to behave. If you'd like to be patient for a second, we'd have questions and answers, and we can ask about the philosophy that we're talking about. Well, the people that want to listen in an orderly fashion are waiting to hear the meeting continue, and those who want to ask questions, please have respect for them, and let us continue with the lecture, and then we will have questions and answers after.
What is it? Then ask the questions. So let them question and answer.
So,
you can answer.
Our master has traveled for 10,000 miles to come and speak to you. We are not coming here to bribe anyone to come and listen to him. We have rented this hall here and we have invited people supposedly to come and listen. And representatives of the intelligentsia of Australia. Now the intelligentsia of Australia cannot sit for half an hour and listen to a gentleman speak about the love of God. It does not speak very well for you. We are simply not asking for this driven. We are not asking for violence, but we will need violence and violence. We are not artificially pacifist. We are asking you to listen like gentlemen. We have come here in goodwill. We have come here not to correspondingly distribute. So we have to please to have that much respect for our spiritual masters. Now at this time, if there is any question about Krishna consciousness philosophy, I don't know if we can go on to speak and fight, we can solve everything out there. We have come here to speak about spiritual matters. If we want to speak about spiritual matters, let's speak together, like brothers and sisters. Let's not cause disturbance. You have an ego. If you do something to flick off my ego, I'm going to get mad. If I do something to flick off your ego, you get mad. So we'll go on into the street and set it like a cat and a dog? No. We're not here in this university to act like that. We're supposed to agree with all that platform. So please be happy to present sober questions to our spiritual master. Yes, sir?
Yes. I'm a Christian. Yes, I follow Jesus. Now, what's your spiritual master in relation to Jesus? And do you consider Jesus just another prophet?
The question was, this man has followed the Lord Jesus Christ, and he would like to know what our opinion is of Jesus Christ.
We respect Jesus Christ as you do, because he is representative of God, Son of God, and we are also speaking of God, so we respect and with our greatest veneration.
So you're presuming Krishna, Buddha, Muhammad, the Jesus as the same, and Guru Maharaj too, another Jesus.
No, I'm not Jesus. No, I'm servant of Jesus.
You're a son of Jesus.
I'm servant of Jesus.
So what does that mean?
I don't say I'm Jesus.
Do you say it's to a person who rise up and walk when they're paralyzed?
What is that?
You have the powers of Jesus.
Huh? No, I have no power of Jesus.
Well, what's the power of Jesus? Because I'm a Christian.
That's all right. You are Christian, we are Christians. Practically the same thing.
And one other question.
Yes.
I believe Jesus is coming back, not Krishna. And what are you guys going to do when you see Jesus?
Well, he is coming, welcome. He shall welcome. It's very good news that this is his time.
Jesus had no reputation. He wore sandals and he was crucified between 2 feet. He carried flick knives and walked through slowly in a Rolls Royce on a padded seat. And you're all in the money,
you're Christian. You want money, you'll rip off people in the streets. I don't want one. Violence is violence. You think violence is violence, is not a sentimental religious system. It is science and philosophy, the attempt is to awaken God consciousness. God is neither Christian nor Hindu nor Muslim. God is God. There may be angles of descent to approach God, but God is one. Therefore, our attempt is that you become God conscious. Don't be limited by Christianism or Hinduism or Mahometanism. So, our formula is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam, where God the talk is there. Sabai punkan karo dharma jato bhakti radho khadi. That is first class religious system by which the followers become a lover of God. This is our formula. Either you go through Christianism or Hinduism and Muslimism. If you understand what is God, and if you know what is your relationship with God in this way, your goal of life, how to learn to love God, that is achieved, then it doesn't matter through which religion you achieve that perfection. But if you can achieve that perfection, that system is perfect. This is our purpose.
Thank you for listening, Leslie. One other man comes from the East, Krishnamurti. He stresses that when you are speaking in the Western world, you should speak and present yourself as a Westerner, not as an Indian, or not as you would speak in India. Instead of sitting on the Raya Gaya, the Asana, and dressing in the robes of a monk, Krishnamurti would say, dress in Western clothes and sit on a chair. The question was, what is our opinion of this?
Actually, a God-conscious person is neither Westerner nor Easterner. So, anywhere he goes, the devotees, as they receive him, they accept. These devotees, they are arranged, the red seat. So we have accepted this red seat. If they wanted to sit down on the floor, I would have gladly accepted. I am not different, this or that. But as the devotees receive and they give honor, that is good for them, because actually we should honor the Supreme Lord, God, and His representative. Nowadays, it is different when students and people are learning not to honor. But that is not actually the system. According to Vedic system, the representative of God must be honored as God. Just prasadad bhagavat prasad. Just like in India, we have British rule, the Governor General, he was by law. So he was given honor, as much honor we used to give to the king. So that is the etiquette, that is the system. It is not that the honor given to the Viceroy exactly like to the king. He becomes a king. No, he is servant of king. But it is the duty of the citizen to honor the representative of the king as king. That is etiquette. That is our lady system.
Jesus said that I am the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man comes to the Father but by me. He's asking, how can we explain that Jesus said he is the only way?
Yes, he is the only way. He also had me. Because he is the representative of God. So, if you want to approach God, you must approach through his representative. That is his version. I am the only name, because he is the representative of God. Then you have to reach God through him. That is fact.
Another question? Yeah? Yes, sir.
Do you consider your movement the major form of enlightenment emanating from the United States today? what order of priority has your movement in the White House Psychological Warfare Department? Will you also be coming along to our July 4 demonstration of using this year to try and buck it up and divert people away from taking up real political issues concerned with Australia?
If you can answer one at a time. I can answer them for you, but our movement is not coming from the United States. If you have some paranoia stigma about everything coming from the United States, well, that's your hang up, not mine. Our church master, he came to the United States to stop the Christian consciousness movement because we got a free ticket on the boat to go there. Because of his mercy of this one lady, he gave him a free ticket on the boat, he came to America to on the orders of his spiritual master. This is the reason he came to America, to start the function. If you had sent him a free ticket, he probably would have come to Australia first. He was a monk in India, and he was trying to follow the orders of the spiritual teacher by spreading love of God. He's not trying to stop any kind of a political movement. Actually, he is trying to stop a revolution in consciousness. I think that you are also interested in revolution. We are also interested in revolution also. But we are interested in revolution which will help people to feel peace themselves, whether they're communists or Marxists or Leninists or whatever kids you like. We're trying to help people feel happy, whether they're in the city, or whether they're in the country, or whether they're in the... this is what we're trying to do. So, we are also revolutionaries. And actually, we request you to cooperate with this Krishna consciousness movement so as we can change the consciousness of the world. Not just change from one political system to another political system. That's been going on for time immemorial, and we see there's no solution. Because people are changing their politics, they're not changing their consciousness. They're not changing themselves inside. They just changed their ism from communism to capitalism, capitalism back to something else-ism. We're asking people to try to get a little bit beyond that superficial political system and find out what's actually motivating each and every one of us. That is God's consciousness, or love of God. Yes, sir. That other God is much more powerful than any temporary
relationship.
Hey, listen, if you're not God, you're good for it. You say that for a month. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you got nothing. Not because Germany.
I'm going to go to the hospital. How come my God said your book can be proved by many methods about love, right to it, talking about love, and he loves everybody, and then my brother